dead whale was spotted today near Seaside Park, New Jersey. Police posted video of the animal saying it was discovered about a mile off the L Street beach. The whale is being monitored by the Marine Mammal Center and Coast Guard to see where it might end up on shore.
Isso aqui nunca aconteceu, né?
Os municípios aí bastante chuva. Ontem
kilometers south. Severe flood warnings have also been issued for coastal residents of York in the western.
People living in Crestline are looking outside of their windows at something like this. Houses buried under snow, including the roof over this grocery store, leaving exposed shelves.
The strong system destroyed several homes across the south after bringing hail, tornadoes, and powerful winds.
The storm left at least 99 dead in Malawi, while in neighboring Mozambique, the full extent of the damage and loss of life is not yet clear.
It may be the winter's last wallop, the late season storm burying some areas under 2 feet of snow. Winds gusting up to 55 miles an hour and heavy wet snow cutting power to hundreds of thousands.
Jebolnya tanggul Sungai Rongkong ini juga merendam lahan pertanian dan
Snowfall ranging between 2 inches to 1 foot was recorded in this region of the Jammu division. As the snowfall continues, the district administration
eight dolphins beached in a mass stranding event down the shore.
And sadly, we have learned that none of those dolphins survived.
Let's head out west, where it's just been extremely tough, to say the least. Now it's considered a bomb cyclone, meaning that we had rapid intensification. That rapid intensification leads to extremely strong winds, and so that's what's bringing down the trees. So heartbreaking to hear that we've lost two people because of this.
The snow really has not stopped. This winter, we've just been getting storm after storm after storm, and we have finally just matched the record for peak snow water equivalent that was set in 83.
Skiles and her team have installed instrumentation at the Atwater Study Plot across from Alta Ski Resort to study the processes that control snow accumulation and snowmelt. Take a look at these two photos from that plot. Here's a photo from last summer with her graduate students from the Snow Hydro Lab, and another pic taken yesterday with the snow at the top of the platform.
A country that can't catch a break. After years of drought, Somalia has now been hit with flash flooding following heavy rains. Local authorities are carrying out search and rescue operations. Most of the people who were killed was the result of a bridge collapsing. Several are still suspected to be alive and trapped under the rubble. Many homes were destroyed as the city of Bardher was heavily flooded.
Tornado sirens sounded in Mississippi overnight as several large tornadoes moved through the area. At least 19 people are now confirmed dead. Witnesses say the damage there is extensive.
I was just sitting on my break time and having a cigarette and seeing a flash, heard a boom, looked left, looked right, whatever. Went back to my phone, and next thing I know, I see smoke coming out of my dashboard, and then I smelled the electrical smell and jumped out and said, that hit my truck.
Thank you. Now, 7 people died after flash floods hit Kambi Muhindi area in Gilgil on Monday night. Acting chief of the area, Parrot Sururu, said the victims include 3 women and 4 children.
Into spring, another storm has blasted into California, and the snow keeps falling in the Sierra. An epic amount. California's snowpack has reached its highest level in 71 years. Mammoth Mountain has had nearly 700 inches this season. That's 58 feet, an all-time record. A seemingly non-stop parade of storms has uprooted more trees. In Tulare County, a family was rescued from the roof of their car, swallowed up by floodwater. In Southern California, the deluge that has turned these hills so green has swollen creeks, saturating the ground and triggering landslides. One this morning above Beverly Hills, and this one in Pacific Palisades came down before this latest storm even hit.
Neighbor's house. The snow is.
The previous record of 475 inches was set back in 1982. Snow Basin was preparing to beat the record this season, but did not expect it to happen over the weekend. The latest storm dropped 90 inches on the mountain, with more than 30 inches falling in the last day alone. Snow Basin is now reporting the season total sits at 504 inches, which comes out to a massive 42 feet of snow.